It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. President Obama abandoned campaigning today for the third day in a row. Instead, he toured storm devastation in New Jersey. Not Mitt Romney. After paring back his schedule for 2 days, the challenger held three events in a state that knows something about storm damage. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports from Florida.
With less than a week until the presidential election, the challenger decided it's time to get back to politics. He started the day at an airplane hangar in Tampa.
I don't just talk about change. I actually have a plan to execute change and to make it happen.
That was the most aggressive Romney got in this stump speech. Instead of his usual attacks, he emphasized bipartisanship and optimism. Romney asked people in the crowd to help their neighbors up north.
As you see up on our screens, way to give to the Red Cross. People are doing that all over America, gathering their support in any way they can to help the people that have been subjected to this tragedy. And so please, if you have an extra dollar or two, send them along.
Many people here in Florida have firsthand experience with the devastation that a hurricane can leave behind. Bob Tsang is concerned about Sandy's impact on victims and on this presidential race.
Because momentum was definitely going in the right direction, and it's a nice little deal for the president, but get a good publicity for him contrary to where he's been.
He's frustrated with Chris Christie, too. The New Jersey governor has been effusive, praising President Obama's performance in the storm.
I'd be disingenuous if I didn't say I thought he could have toned down his appreciation for the president doing his job.
This is one swing state where the Romney campaign feels like it has an edge over President Obama. But the fact that the candidate is spending a full day here shows just how tenuous that edge is. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.